Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? Bo Micaiah, can you hear me?
You may not be on there. I don't know what they do.
Mother E.
Yahuwah bless you, see you as well, see you well. Alu, Yahuwah.
All right, Alu Yahuwah, hey, Elder. I don't know where I'm hearing you from, but
I can actually tell you one thing,
Actually what? Can you hear me, Elder?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. It looks like I have the broadcast open.
Okay,
and
good enough.
I see,
lead teacher, Elder Yada, you on the line? You on stage? You come? You on stage?
If I be with you, see Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah, Qua.
All right, hallelujah, Qua. Well, I guess everybody on stage. I guess whatever going on now, we just get it from now. So, Elder, you might as well just what you got to say, and whatever Yahqua put on you, you on the clock. Come on, play the hand that's dealt to us. Is all I can tell you. So, Elder Tills, you on the clock. So, whatever you got to say, take your time and bring it out. We'll go from there. Come on.
Okay, well, I was sitting here looking at a lot of buttons to push and familiarizing myself with what had to be done, but rather than do that, I will say, God bless you, and thank you for inviting me into tonight's broadcast. And there's a whole lot of stuff that's going on these days. I just got out of a conference not too long ago, and I had to run it. So that puts you in the mind of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, where it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counsel over 1,000. You know, it's nice to be able to have someone to be able to run an organization with understanding, because many people have loud bump the gums to get you to pay attention to what they're saying, but that does not suffice for a lot of noise. Because in Sirach chapter 11, verse 8, it says, answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. But that did not happen today. We had everybody trying to speak all at one time until they got under control. So I had to put verse 36 on them. Sirach chapter 11, verse 36. And it says, as thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door.
Yeah.
Well, once they find out that you know what you're talking about, and you can prove that what you say, whether it's a worldly thing or whether it's biblical, then you have many people wanting to listen to what you say, because now they're hearing the right thing. That's why I always say there's a history of the world past and the world present. But if you think about it, our history starts from our birth to our death. And those who fail to learn it correctly, they're soon to repeat it. They're simply doomed in this world and the world to come. But this is not a life of repeat. You have only one chance to go at it. And when you go, you got to make sure that it's right. Because the entranceway that we have to get to righteousness is very narrow. We speak on that quite a bit each and every time. And 2 Esther chapter 7 explains that, verse number 7. It says, the entranceway, therefore, is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. Well, we can see that many people have a problem trying to get to that right direction. Even on the street, when we be trying to preach the word from the lot of people walking by, everybody's all over the place. They will tell you, oh, what is your birth? Who's your tribe? Who are you born from? They'll turn around and say, oh, I'm the Maserati. And you think an organization is who they were born from? That's unbelievable. This is why a teacher can't learn from his students, because she'd be all over the place. A teacher's always given wise counsel, and having knowledge, he gains more experience by teaching, because he has to deal with a lot of people out there and put them on track, reaching them where they're at and bringing them up to where they should be. This is why we're here to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahqua's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahqua's Word, because we're often questioned about that particular topic right there. How can you people get that much out of this one book? Well, once you start listening to Voice of the True Israelites, you understand, because it comes from connecting the books of Yahqua's Word. We speak about your health. foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book and much more. And we do this because this is information you came to seek, and you have to look no further. You've now found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And we're open on you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And sometimes we may have a high day on Tuesday or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search line in a tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just enter this big line, you'll see choices. And one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I know on this note, a man of wisdom asked me one time, do you know what tithes, offering, and alms mean? And I replied, yes. And he says, well, let me give you a verse that you can take with you. Gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. He says, there can be no good to come to him that is always occupied in evil, than him that giveth no alms. Well, that's something I can bear witness to because I've seen that in person myself. Well, I thanked him for that bit of information, and we moved on. Because you have to know that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to those scriptures written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. And this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to go to health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family and friends, in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, and after you click enter, find the Voices of the True Israelites. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yada.israel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the 690 camp of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Remember the verse of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6? It said, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over a thousand. Also, by calling that same number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask that you do not try to contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. You see, it's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and Allison Mini Memos. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call that number trying to teach, you will just receive a discouraging dial tone. Remember, we are the blessed children of Yahuwah, the blessed peacemakers, as said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you will be able to catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now doing the normal broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. On Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of those on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel right in our shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, one important note. When we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion, as it reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. So that we may keep these scriptures in mind and hear and learn the words of Yahuwah, we will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Elder, hallelujah, Yahuwah on that. And it is the old saying I will be shooting from the dog, no doubt about it. So, Elder, Yahuwah, if you see Mother D up Israel in the room, turn her microphone on, because the old saying going to be shooting from the dog in this lesson. Turn
the
microphone on.
What's the last?
Mother D up Israel. I'm talking to Elder Yada. All right, good enough, Mr. Tibbs. So that's good enough on your part. So we're going to try to shoot in the dark on our end. So Elder Yada, Israel, tribe of Yada, Judah. Yahuwah be with you, I see you, Roy.
God bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. What can I say? If you see Mother D of Israel in the room, turn her microphone on. You let me know she's in the room because, you know, the old saying said, I will be shooting from the dog, no doubt about it.
Good to go.
No doubt about it. All right, so we're going to open up, Yahdah, we're going to open up in Matthew chapter 10. We open up, what tape number is this one here?
159.
159?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's open up in 10:19 of Matthew. Let's see what that say there, Yahdah.
The book of Matthew.
Tribe of Yahdah. Let's see what that say.
The book of Matthew is chapter 10. Number 19 reads, when they deliver you up, take no thought how of what you shall speak, but shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, Yahdah, it. I have no control of anything, so what you might do, you might be able to turn the microphones on and off, because right now I have no control of anything on my end. So right now all the microphones is open right now. You want to shut them down and just let all just one speak at a time, because I'm hearing a lot of background noise all type of way. So you want to run that board, and if it get any worse, I'm just going to back out the way and let you run it on in. That's what I'm going to do, no doubt about it, because it be that way sometime. That's why we keep telling the Sister Anointed Council, we got to get our own radio station, land, school, banquet hall. A wise kid will tell you exactly what's on the table in advance. It's up to you to respond to what got to be done. So Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yock Dallas, you would say, come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. So right now, we're going to need all the righteous spirit we can get to teach what we own now. But we want to open up in Issachar's bar there on tape number 159. We're going to look at what it says, Yada. We're going to look what it says in Job 11, verse number 6. Let's see what the Bible says in 11, verse 6 there. Come on.
The book of Job, chapter 11, verse number 6 reads. Book of Job, chapter 11, verse number 6. "They will show thee the secret of wisdom. They are double to that which is. So therefore they are quite exactly that you less than your sin deserve."
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh's word has a double meaning to it. Sometimes you might read something one place and think it covers all places, but it do not. That's why the righteous spirit got to guide you out of. It talks about rightfully dividing the word. Sirach 4:2-24 says what there? Yada. Hey, Elder, what it says in Sirach 4:2-24?
The book of Sirach 42, verse 24 reads, "All things are double, one against another, and ye have made nothing imperfect."
Mm-hmm. So everything is double. Everything is by double and by the order. But in the vision of Paul there, Elder, in the vision of Paul chapter 19, is something I want to cover in that 19, because like I said again, we didn't let the Spirit of Yahweh take this lesson. But in the vision of Paul, it was a question going to be asked about Paul, and we're going to see what that question is that's asked. Something Paul said out of the vision of Paul. Remember one thing, although it's not in the canon, and before you read that, Yarda, hey, yo, before you read that, I want to look on your Compact Bible Dictionary on page 86. I want to make sure what we're getting ready to read is very clear what we're getting ready to read. In the Compact Bible Dictionary up on the Bible, I want to find out exactly what was the order thing that we can read. And the line I'm looking for where it talks about King James Version. What about King James Version? We can read down and see exactly when we get ready to read other books that's outside of the 66 books. I need a little information out of your Zomer's Bible Dictionary on page 86 there where it says King James Version. Can you read a little bit about that, Elder? You on the clock. Come on.
Read from the Compact Bible Dictionary, page number 86, and it reads, King James Version. When Elizabeth died in 1603, the crown passed to James I, who had been king of Scotland for 37 years, as James V, James VI. Several months after he ascended the throne of England, he authorized a new translation of the Bible, to replace the bishop's body. 47 of the best Israelite Shemitic scholars and Greek scholars of the day were divided into 6 groups, 3 for the Old Testament, 2 for the New, 1 for the Apocrypha. 2 of the groups met at Oxford, 2 at Cambridge, 2 at Westminster. When a group had completed its task, its work was submitted to 12 men, two from each panel. Final differences of opinion were settled at a general meeting of each company. In case of a special difficulty, learned men outside the board of revisors were consulted.
Good, right there. So now we clear that King James, what he authorized was 46 of the best Israelite scholars to get together and get him something that he can read, because King James was from the tribe of Judah, but he was from the tribe of what Judah was he from? Let's pull up what he was, what tribe he from of Judah there. Elder, let's back up to 38th chapter, and let's find exactly what tribe is he from of Judah. Well, so like I said, we're going to play it by ear, but we're going to get to the point, and we're definitely going to touch on the 144,000 and let you know some things you need to know about the 144,000. We're going to touch on a little bit of everything, but right now we're going to Genesis 38, and we're going to take care of exactly. The King James had the information about what they had to do, but I want to know who is King James' father. Let's look at the 38th chapter. We're going to just pick it around by verse number 23 there. Elder, now make it 24. Let's see if we're going to get down to it in verse 24. Let's read what it said, and it came to pass, and we'll take it down from 24 to 30 about who is King James' father. Because if he's from the tribe of Judah, we got to know a little something on the way or learning something. Genesis 38, 24 down to verse 30. Elder, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 38, verse 24 through 30 reads, Genesis 38, verse 24. It came to pass after about 3 months after, that it was told Judah, Yahdah, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law hath played the harlot, and also behold, she is with child by whoredom. Judah said, bring her forth, let her be birthed. Verse 25. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man who these are, am I with child. She said, discern, I pray you, whose are these, the signet, the bracelet, and staff. Verse 26, and Yahdah Judah acknowledged them and said, she had been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son. He knew her again no more. Verse 27, it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. Verse 28, and it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound up upon him his hand a scarlet thread thin. This came out first. Verse 29, it came to pass as he drew back his hand, and behold, his brother came out, and she said, how is that broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was Phares. Verse 30. And afterwards came out his brother. He had the scarlet thread upon his hand. And his name was called Zorah.
Mm-hmm. Zorah. Okay, good. Read verse 27 again now. Elder, what verse 27 say?
Look at Genesis 38, verse 27. It came to pass in the time of her travail, and behold, twins were in her womb.
Mm-hmm. And the last line in 29 says, what was one of the names?
His name was called Perez.
And Perez is the one that we come out of. then the last two lines in 30.
And his name was called Zerah.
See, there it is. There. So there's a there. See, Judah had twin boys, and out of Zerah is the one that King James that authorized that 1611. This is where he come out of. But they was twins. And remember, Judah is plainly written exactly what Judah looked like in 14 verse 2. What does Judah look like that we can read in Jeremiah 14 verse 2? Let's see if we can read what Judah looks like.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse number 2 reads, "Thou got Judah mourning, and the gates of their language, they are black unto the ground."
All right, good. So we clear. So Judah that produced Zerah and Perez, their father, their father is Judah, and Judah is the fourth son of Israel. They are black to the ground. So all of the children of Israel, before they came out and got scattered and got caught up, they was black to the ground. And how we know that? Let's look at Amos 9, verse 7. And how we know that all of the children of Israel was black to the ground, how we know that? By the seal, exactly what was told to him about all of the children of Israel. What it say we can read?
The book of Amos, chapter 9. Verse number 7 reads, "Are you not as the children of the Ethiopian Cushite unto me, O family of Israel?"
So you see, so all the children of Israel, and Jeremiah was raised from the womb, and he told Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, I tell you what, you enrolled real good in about 51 chapters, but I need to do a recap to make sure in Lamentation what the children of Israel look like. But somebody gonna mess around and one thing think that the children of Israel have blood showing through their skin. And if you got blood showing through your skin, you're not of the children of Israel, because that's one thing he said he was not gonna do, was have any of the Israelites in 29:22 of Isaiah. One thing he said, I'm going to whoop the children of Israel real good. But if you got doubt or think that you are an Israelite, one thing Yahweh said he'll never put on you. Let's see what he says in Isaiah 29:22.
Book of Isaiah 29, verse number 22 read, "For thus saith Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham, concern the family of Israel. Israel shall not now wax be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale."
So the one thing is, they'll never be pale, but what kind of pale are we talking about in Genesis 25:25? One thing about the children of Israel, you will never, he said, one thing I would never do, he said in Titus 1:2, he said, I'll never have you where you are. Identify yourself as pale. Pale what? Genesis 25:25.
Look at Genesis 25:25 reads, "The first came out red, pale red, all over, like a hairy gun. And they called his name Esau."
Excellent. So there it is right there. So we clear that one thing about it. If you say you're an Israelite, according to the Almighty said, one thing about it, you can't claim it if your blood show through your skin, if somebody slap you on your leg or slap you on your back, and his handprint and your blood start moving around him, you sitting there and your blood moving, you're not an Israelite. You from what'll happen. And matter of fact, we might as well take a look at that. See, we never know where we're going. And sometimes, you know, you be forced to just go with the flow, and that's what we're doing right now. So, over here in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 8, we're going to get to 144,000. And, you know, we'll get to 144,000 and a whole lot of things in this broadcast. We'll get to a whole lot. You know, and they say, well, where you coming from, Seer? I'm coming from space. That's where I am. I'm coming from space on this lesson right here. So that's what we're saying. We come from space on this lesson. But one thing about it, if you pay attention to what you hear, you're going to learn some out of it. Because one thing about it, we believe in one thing. We meet you where you at and wherever you at, and we do the best we can on whatever is on, and that's what we're going to do. Now, so I'm saying all that. What did I say we're going to, Elder?
Zephaniah chapter 3.
Yes, sir. Pick up at verse 8. Let's read a little bit. Let's see what's going on in 3, verse 8.
The book of Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 8 reads, therefore wait you upon me, save Yahuwah, until the day that I rise up for the prey. For my determination is to gather the nation, that I may assemble the kingdoms, pour upon them my indignation. Even all my fierce anger, all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse number 9. But then will I turn to the people of pure language, and they may all call upon the name of Yahuwah to serve him with one consent. Verse number 10. From beyond the river Ethiopia, my surplus, even the daughters of my dispersed, shall bring mine off.
Good, right there, Elder. Now, so we find out that the children of Israel, by the seer Zephaniah, saying they'll be beyond the river of Cush, and that's how they end up in Nigeria and all them lands over there. So all the ones beyond the river of Cush. See, that river is called that Nigger River, was flowing ashore, says, on both sides of these rivers. Them niggers on that side of the river, what they call the Nile, but Israel, the river Nigger, was pointing toward the children of Israel, was on both sides of the river, and she the one calling that, gave you that name called Nigeria, the Niger, Nigeria. She coined that statement right there. So keep that in your mind. So those in Nigeria, do your homework, because Florence Shaw gave you that name in some part of the 1800s. And so that's how you got that name. But one thing about it, the ones over there from all the tribes, they looked exactly, because they over there, but they look exactly like what we're getting ready to read. But then there's another group of the Israelites, and that's the one we're going to have to show you that, and when this happened to you, it was prophesied to happen to you because of your disobedience. This part of Israelites Jeremiah talked about before they got caught up with the sentence of the pale red man. Before they got caught up with the pale man, this is what the Bible said they looked like. We're going to Lamentation chapter 4 there, Elder. We're going to Lamentation chapter 4 and see what they look like. And see, you can tell, because see, here's the point. You right now, you look at the 12th chart, and you see Ann Vanessa over in America. But they don't look like the same Ephraim and Vanessa that's over there. But really, you're the same people. But some of you got caught up, and we'll take care of that on the way of taking us. But before you left your land of Israel, the Bible supports, got a report on you in the 4th chapter of Lamentation by Jeremiah. This was said in 1, 2, and verse 8. So you know how I wanted to hear them. Let's look at Lamentation 4, verse 1, 2, and then we'll get us a verse 8 out of there, and then we can get back on something that we own there. Just a little bit. and Lamentation 4, 1, 2, and 8. Elder, you're on the clock. Come on.
Book of Lamentations, chapter 4, verse number 1 and 2, and verse number 8 reads, Book of Lamentations 4, verse number 1. As the gold become dim, as the most fine gold changed, the stones of the temple are poured out in the sink, in the top of every street. Verse number 2. The precious son of Yahweh Judah, Israel, comparable to fine gold, had the esteem of earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of a potter. Verse number 8. Their face is blacker than a coal.
Their face is blacker than a coal. That's how the whole 12 tribes look like. Now, we'll get one more in. We're going to visit Nepal, and then we're going to see. We'll get, see if we find Mother E and bring her in and properly have a microphone ready to go. And so the vision of Paul, but what really happened that we can read? What really happened to the children of Israel? We're going to take care of a lot of things on the way of taking care of some things. We're going to get on that 144,000. But what really happened to the children of Israel that we can read there? Elder, what it says out of the vision of Paul, pick it up at the vision of Paul 19. What happened?
Read from the vision of Paul. Verse number 19 reads, Vision of Paul. Verse number 19. Read from the vision of Paul, verse number 19. And it reads, The minister of spirit answered and said unto me, Thou perceived all these things. And I said, Yes. And he said to me, Follow me again, and I will take thee and show thee the places of the just. And I followed the minister's spirit, and he raised me to the third heaven, placed me at the entry of the door. And looking carefully, I saw, and the door was of gold, two columns of gold, full above of gold lattice. The minister's spirit turned again to me and said, Blessed with thou, if thou hast entered into these doors, it is not allowed to any to enter except only to those who have good innocence of body in all things. Now answer the minister's spirit about everything and said, Sir, tell me on what account these letters are put upon those tables. The minister's spirit answered and said unto me, These are the names of the just, serving Yahweh with their whole mind to dwell on the earth. And again I said, Sir, therefore their name and countenance and the likeness of thee who serve Yahweh are in heaven and are known to the minister spirit. But they know who are the servants of Yahweh with all their mind before they go out of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go give me a little bit more. Because I'm going off into 20 because I'm at the view end of 19. Go off into 20 because it's a word I'm looking for, Elder. So go on off into 20 because he started talking to Paul about this thing as we talking to you about this thing. So keep going a little bit more until I get my point there, Elder. You're on the clock. Come on.
Vision of Paul, verse number 20. When I had entered into the interior of the gate of paradise, they came out to meet me, an old man, whose countenance shone as the sun. And when he had embraced me, he said, Hail, Paul, beloved of Yahweh. He kissed me with a cheerful countenance. And I said to him, Brother, why dost thou weep? And again, sighing and lamenting, he said, We are hurt by men, and they vex us greatly, for many are they, are thy good things which Yahweh has prepared, and great are his promises, but many do not perceive them. And I asked the minister's spirit and said, Sir, who is this? He said to me, This is Enoch, the scribe of righteousness. And I entered into the interior of that place, and immediately I saw the sun come and it saluted me, laughing and rejoicing. When he had seen me, it turned again and wept and said to me, Paul, with that thou shouldest receive thy labor, which thou hast done in the human race. For me indeed, I have seen the great and many good things which Yahweh has prepared for the just. And the promises of Yahweh are great, but many do not perceive them. And even by many laborers, scarcely one or two enter into this place.
Mm-hmm. Hey. I'm giving you a profound word, Day Elder. So I'm shooting for the dog, Day Elder, but get up for me a profound word. Give O.C. a little bit more.
Verse 21. The minister feared answered and said to me, whatever I now show thee here, whatsoever thou shalt hear, tell it not to any one in the earth. He led me and showed me, and there I heard words which is not lawful for a man to speak. And again he said, for now follow me. I will show thee what thou oughtest to narrate in public and relate. He took me down from the third heaven and led me into the second heaven. And again he led me on to the firmament. And from the firmament he led me over the doors of heaven. The beginning of his foundation was on the river, which was water all the earth. And I asked the Spirit to say,
Well, now it's coming to me there in grand style, there, Elder. Yeah, now, get down to 29, because he's going to talk about something that, it just came to me about, though, even by not being able to get it like I want to get it. But now it's coming to me, one thing about it, coming to me in grand style. Now give me 29. We heard a whole lot of good stuff, no doubt about it, Elder. But now we're going to get to 29, and now let's find what 29 say. What did 29 say, Dale?
Vision of Paul, verse number 29. He carried me into the midst of the city. He had a 12 wall. There was in this place a higher wall. And I asked to see it. Is there in the city of Yahweh the Son a wall which is honored exceeds this place? And it's the Spirit answered and said to me, there's a second, better than the first. Similarly, a third than the second, as each exceeds the other, until the 12th wall. And I said, tell me, sir, why one exceed another in honor? And the minister's spirit answered and said unto me, all have in themselves even a little distraction or zeal or pride, something of his honor would be made void even if he were in the city of Yahweh the Son. Look backward. Turning round, I saw golden thrones placing each gate.
Well, hold on. Hold on, Elder. You said, now, wait a minute. Now, Elder, now, what was the old said just for a minute? Now, he made a profound statement. You back up just a little bit. He said, now, some was in a lesser position because of what reason that we can read that was in a lesser position there. Although they made it. But they was in a lesser position. If you back up about two, three lines there, Paul is telling you exactly what he is seeing that's in the future and what's going to keep you from being in the rightful position. You got a profound word there that can hinder you, and back up about two lines, and I want you to knock it out the park for those seers there, Hilda. What word can hinder you from getting to where you supposed to be at with the right pats on the back? Come on.
The book of Vision of Paul, verse 29. All we have in themselves even a little distraction or zeal or pride.
That's kind of distraction from Yahweh's word, and pride can limit. Matter of fact, let's read that in 7841. This will have any kind of distraction. When you got the anointed oil on you, any kind of distraction will, and distraction from what you're supposed to do, especially in the six anointed camps and leadership position, any kind of distraction, and that produce pride will do what with Yahweh that we can read in Psalm 78:41? What can we read, Dale, in Psalm 78, verse Well, we just said, come on.
The book of Psalms, 78, verse number 41 reads, if they turn back and tempt their Yahuwah, and limited the righteous one of Israel.
Excellent. And that's what happens. See, you can limit the righteous one of Israel with your pride and any kind of distraction. See, what's going to get you up in the right position and ready to go regardless of what are the circumstances? Just like the handicap they put on the seal for the night broadcast by Bottom Line, just told the seal, you know, we ain't going to let you in the room tonight. So what can I say? One thing about it, the foxtail hell been lit and the curtain hell went up. So one thing about it, I come from space on the broadcast. And if you figure out a way to cut that off, then oh, you take it on in. So the foxtail hell been lit and the curtain hell went up. And that's the way it is. And we got to understand it. But any kind of distraction or pride, you can limit the hand of Yahuwah, because Yahuwah do some things that we got to know about. So we're going to constantly find, now if Mother D of Israel is in the room, and I don't know, only you know, turn these microphones on, and I'm going to see if I find Mother E and bring her on stage and see if Mother E going to be on stage for tape number 159. Hey, Mother E, tribe of Yahuwah Judah, one of Mothers Out of Camp 1, are you coming on stage for tape number 159? Yahuwah bless you, Steve Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, Steve Israel, Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. Now, Mother E, now, see, if we get any kind of distraction and let pride get away, and you know what messes us up, Mother, that we can read? In Proverbs chapter 3, he told us something that the wisest man in the world told us something, Mother. And what did he say that we can read in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 down to verse 33? Can you help those see it out, Mother E? What did Proverbs tell us to be aware of in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 down to verse 33. What can we read that, Mother E? You on the clock, come on.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. 32. For the forward is abomination to the Yahuwah, but his secret is with the right. 33. The curse of the Yahuwah is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just.
Mm-hmm. So he says, choose none of the wicked man's ways. We're gonna take care of a little bit later. And so he says, and so now, what he said again about this pride, Mother. So now, Isaiah made a profound statement in 25, verse 1. See, any kind of distraction, and they're going to try their best to distract you from all levels. But he said, any kind of distraction, and if you fall for it now, and you get the old woe is me, bitch, get the Baruch 45 spirit on you, then Yahuwah, he can look at you as an eye of suspect. So we clear what we got to do. In Isaiah 25, verse 1, can you help those see out, Mother? In Isaiah 25, verse 1.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. O Yahuwah, thou art my Yahuwah. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old are faithfulness and truth.
Mm-hmm. That's Isaiah 25 verse 1, mother. I'm kind of stuck a little bit. Is that 25 verse 1?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me peek, because I'm missing my head out of there, mother. I mean, Oseah kind of stuck on that one. Let me pull over to Isaiah and see exactly, because I'm missing me a head out of there, mother. I'll make that 1 and 11. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, give me verse 11. Yeah, you're on the right track, but I know I was stuck, because like Chuck, they say. Now, what do verse 11 say there, mother?
Isaiah chapter 25, verse 11. And he shall spread forth his hand in the midst of them, as he that blemish spreadeth forth his hand to swim, and he shall bring down their pride together with the spoil of their payment.
So that pride is not a good thing, is it? Hey, Mother E, that prideful spirit, it's not a good thing. Because what Yahweh say he going to do?
I ain't going.
You gonna do what again? I heard Mother D of Israel. I heard a little bit louder, Mother D of Israel. But what are you gonna do?
Bring it down.
He gonna bring it down. So that pride, he gonna bring that pride down. So what we trying to tell you? See, listen. What it is what it is. The way it is, that's just the way it is. And once we understand, he gonna bring that pride down, and you got that pride spirit, and you don't want to do things according to the order of Yahweh. He gonna bring that pride down. Now, Mother E, let's get another precept on that by going to Psalms. The mental spirit is talking to David. He gonna tell David something that we need to read. And 31 verse 20 of Psalm 31, and skip down to verse 23 and 24. He said he gonna bring that pride down. So listen. Any kind of distraction, any kind of pride, is going to limit the hand of Yahweh moving forward with you. So check yourself before you, like they say, before you wreck yourself, because that's not the will of Yahweh. Distraction, pride, is going to limit the Mighty One from going all the way with you. Now, Mother, in the book of 31, let David give a little shot of this by the mental spirit. What he said we can read in verse 20, then skip down 23 and 24. What can we read there, Mother E? Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 31, verse 20, 23, and 24. Verse 20. Thus shall hide them in the secret of their presence from the fire of men. Thus shall keep them secret in a tablet form, the sight of tongue. Verses
hold that part, Mother. Hold that part. Let me get in there, Mother. He said he's going to, thou shall hide them from the secret of the presence of the pride of men. See, you know, that pride, Mother, he letting you know, if you hold on, like we said when you close out just about every night, if you hold on, tell Israel, hold on. Because that pride is something that Yahweh have nothing to do with it. And once this Israelite understands something, that this man got rules and regulation, and we're giving 144,000, they're going to tell something shortly. But that pride, any kind of distraction, that pride, and when Yahweh try you, you got to victoriously deal with it. Skip down to verse 23 and 24, what it say?
Verse 23. O Lord, the Yahweh, all ye here thanks, for the Yahweh preserved the faithful and plentiful reward the proud door. 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen you, strengthen your mind, all you that hope in the Yahweh.
You see that? He said, all the pride do, well, they do it. He said, all the stuff that they do it. I'm taking a note of it. He said, I'm writing all the stuff that they do it. I'm writing it down. I mean, the middle spirit is writing it down. And that pride spirit or that distraction spirit, that you catch it, if you're not able to excel while you're getting tried by Yahweh, that's on you. But we have to watch all that and see when the conditions, Yahweh got to try you, tried everybody else. So let's get one more in there, Mother. So let's see what it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 through 9. And Mother, D.F. Israel, help me, James chapter 1. 20 down to verse 25, waiting on it. Now, Mother E, what it says in that 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 down to verse 9, what it say? 1 Peter 5, 5 down to verse 9, come on.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, down to 9.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elders, yea, all of you. Be subjected one to another, and be clothed with humility, for Yahweh resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Verse 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the covenant, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's all good, Mother, and that's a great thing. So he's telling you, you got to humble yourself. And that pride, Yahweh resists that pride, so you got to humble yourself. You got to find out what this Bible is saying, and don't let nothing distract you like it talks about it in 2 Ezra 7. We're not reading it. Found one side and water on the other side. You got to stay focused on going straight ahead to get to the kingdom, but you're going to be tried. And that's a great thing. So let's go back and see if we bring in Mother D up Israel. She's coming on stage for Take No 159. So when you meet another mother out of Camp 1, what did our voice you say? Mother D up Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bless you, that seed raised.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Now, my mother, D.F. Israel, See, the world thinks one way, but the Bible's going to tell it, period. Now, we know that pride, Yahweh going to cast that pride down, and Paul gave a clear distinction by when we get to the kingdom. A lot of people going to be, they're going to be in bad shape because that pride and that distraction can keep them at a lower level than where they got to get to. Now, James, Yahweh the Son's brother, said what they're going to have right. Let's talk about in James chapter 1, verse 20 down to verse 25. What can we read there, Mother D of Israel? In James chapter 1, verse 20 down to verse 25. What they say we can read? Come on.
James chapter 1, verse 20 to 25, verse 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Yahuwah. 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. 22. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. 23. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he or she is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and strengthens and straightway forgetteth what manner of man or woman they were. Verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
What do you say again, Mother, verse 21?
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul and life.
So the word is able to save your soul. Then drop the word. So you got to have a meek spirit to receive this. And in 111 verse 10, a little bit more go with it there, Mother. Psalm 111 verse 10, a little bit more go with it. What does it say?
Psalm
111 verse 10.
Psalm chapter 111. Verse 10, read. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praises and endures forever.
So you get a good understanding and here's a good understanding that we're going to have to know that's spoken by the fear there, Mother Dear of Israel. Ezekiel was told something. And in the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, you know, he laid out, and we got to figure out, well, how is this going to happen? Now, he laid out something in Ezekiel chapter 20 there, Mother Dear of Israel. We look at verse 19 through 21. Ezekiel 20. Write it down, 19 through 21. Then skip down to verse 27. 30 down to verse 38. And 42 to 44. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19 down to verse 21. Skip down to verse 27. 30 to 38. 42. 44, Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Ezekiel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 21, verse 27, 30 to 38, 42 to 44. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 19. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 21. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgment to do them, which if a man or woman do, they shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Verse 27. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the family of Israel, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh, yet in this your father has blasphemed me, in that they have committed a sin trespass against me. Verse 30. Wherefore say unto the family of Israel, thus says Yahweh, are you polluted after the manner of your fathers, and committed you whoredom after their abomination? Verse 31. For when you offered your gift, when you made your son to pass through the fire, you polluted yourself with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O family of Israel? As I live, says Yahweh, Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. Verse 32. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that you say, we will be as the heathens, the nations, as the families of the country, to serve wood and stone. Verse 33. As I live, says Yahweh, Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. Verse 34. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. 35. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. 36. Like as I plead with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says Yahweh. 37. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bounds of the covenant, the bonds of the covenant. Verse 38. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress sin against me. I will bring them forth out of the countries where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse 42. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the countries for thee, which I lifted up my hands to give it to your fathers. Verse 43. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doing, wherein you have been defiled, and you shall lost yourselves in your own sight for all your evil that you have committed. Verse 44. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, not according to your corrupt doings. O you family of Israel, says Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent, Mo. What's the verse 34 and 41 say, Mo? Verse 34 and 41, what it say again?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 34 and 41. Verse 34. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. Verse 41. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the nation.
That's big talk, Mo. So, in Hosea 5:15, can you have those see out what's going on in Hosea 5:15? Now, that's some big talk that we just got through hearing that, Mother. So, in Hosea chapter 5, verse 15, can you have those see out in 5:15?
Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early.
So he says he going to his place. He just going to sit there and watch you. That's what he said he's going to do. He says, I'm going to sit to my place, and I'm just going to watch you. So he said, I'm going and watch you. So now we want to see how this going to happen, but we have to be able to go in this book and do a little peeping. So, Elder, Yada, we're going to the 25th chapter of Jeremiah, and let's see what we can read 4 down to verse 8. Let's see what we can read. Elder, you're on the clock. Jeremiah 25:48, come on.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse number 4 through 8.
Yes, sir.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse number 4 through 8 reads, Jeremiah 25, verse number 4. Yahweh have sent unto you all his servants the seers, rising early and sending them. You have not heard it, nor inclined your ear to hear. Verse 5. They said, turn you again now, every one from his evil way and from the evil you are doing, and dwell in the land that Yahweh have given unto you, to your fathers, forever and ever. Verse number 6. And go not after other false Yahuwahs to serve them, to worship them, to provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Verse 7. Yet you have not hearkened unto me, save Yahuwah, that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, to your own hurt. Verse number 8. Therefore thus save Yahuwah of hosts, because you have not heard my words.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to hurt you until you hear his words. That's what he said. He said, I'm going to hurt you until you hear his words, until you hear his word. And when you hear him, Elder, according to Romans 2:13, what is he saying about when you hear his word, that we can read in Romans 2:13. What about it in 2:13, A.O.?
Book of Romans 2, verse number 13, read, for not the hearers of the Torah instructions are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instruction shall be justified.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we open that lesson up early, and matter of fact, give me 13:27. Give me what I need out of 13:27 of Acts. He said, now, not just the hearer of the word going to be justified, but the doers of the word. He said, but he said, he going to bring you out. He said, he going to bring you out with a mighty stretched out hand with fury pulled out. So, but we got to hear a little bit more, because we read earlier in 11, verse 6, the Bible got a double meaning to it, and we read again in 4:24 of Sirach, the Bible got a double meaning to it. So like we said earlier, we don't know why we said it, but now we see why he said it. Because you read something one place and think you can read it, and that's set in every place. No, no, no. Always a little bit something different. We read he going to bring you out from the peoples, but we found out he said in Hosea 5:15, I'm going to watch you until you get straight. So how you plan on getting straight? Because when he show up, according to what we just read, he coming to do you some damage, and which we're going to do on the 144,000 shortly. So it's a lot of things we must know how to hear Yahweh's word in this day. Maybe if you start here with the elder getting ready to read and 13:27, that might be a clue number one. What is saying clue one there, elder?
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 27 reads, "For they that dwell in Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seals, which are read every Sabbath day."
So every Sabbath day you hear the voice of the seal, and you hear anointed leadership every Sabbath day. Every Sabbath day you can get a word from Yahweh. But you got to understand the order he got laid out for you to hear his word. So I got to pull a rabbit out of that, because in 2 Kings 9, it's a final statement is written that how things is done in these days that was prophesied in 2 Kings. Chapter 9, and let's see what the order that we can read in 2 Kings chapter 1 and take it on down to verse number 7. 2 Kings 9, 1 through 7, our elder, you on the clock, come up.
Look at 2 Kings chapter 9, verse number 1 through 7 reads. Look at 2 Kings 9, verse number 1. And Elisha, the seer, called one of the children of the seer, and said unto him, "Gird up your loins, and take this box of oil in thy hand, and go to Ramah Gilead." Verse number 2. "And when thou comest thither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Shethiel, the son of Nishi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren, and carry him to an inner chamber." Verse number 3. "Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head, and say, Thus saith Yahweh, I have anointed thee king over Israel, and open the door, flee, and tarry not." Verse number 4. "When the young man Eve, the young man, the seer, went to Ramah Gilead." Verse 5. "When he had came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting, and he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, Unto which I love all of us. And he said, To thee, O captain." Verse number 6. "He arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head, and said unto him, Thus saith Yahweh of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of Yahweh, even over Israel." Verse 7. "Thou shalt smite the family of Ahab, your master, and I may avenge the blood of my servants, the seer, and the blood of all the servants of Yahweh at the hand of Jezebel." Verse number 8. "For the whole family of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, him that is set up and left in Israel. Kings 9, verse number 7. You shall smite the family of Ahab. Your master.
Smite the family of Ahab. Yes. And some else in there. What else?
That I may avenge the blood of my servants, the seers.
And somebody else in there, I don't know. I'm shooting the dog, Dale. But somebody else he got to kind of take care of in there. We know he got to get at Ahab's family. But if somebody else in there, I don't know what verse it is because I'm doing the best I can. We're just playing it by ear. Can you help those see out? Well, yeah, go ahead. Take your time.
Verse number 10. And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel. And there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled.
That's excellent there, yo. But if something else, I got a peep at it. If something else that I need a little bit more out of this there, yo, and that, because he gave him assignment. I want to just read exactly what was his first assignment that he wanted to do. And I heard it real good. And let's see what that assignment was that we can read. Because he said, now let me give that piece first.
R6.
Yeah. It's something he gave assignment. I hear that mother D.F. Israel. And verse 7. Read that verse 7 again. Thank you, that mother dear Israel. Read that verse 7. Read that 7. But he gave him assignment there, Elder. Let's see what he said in verse 7. One more time.
The book of 2 Kings 9, verse 7. Thou shalt smite the house, the family of Ahab, your master, and may avenge the blood of my servants, the seer, and the blood of all the servants of Yahuwah. At the hand of Jezebel.
I think that's something. At the hand of Jezebel. You see what he said? So then he said, now all this because Jezebel got a hand in this thing. See, that's the point we're making right here. See, you remember the lesson was told, the order of our thing, the doubles. And see, one thing this man is saying, pride is what's going to hijack you if we don't look at this Bible. Now, his first assignment was to go to the house of the family of Ahab because they was in the hand of Jezebel. That's what he said. So now, Elder, we got to run that down because we don't stumble upon something, although we still going to get us 144,000 shortly. But we don't stumble upon something. We got to follow that up, Elder. In the book of First King. Now I tell you what, dog. Back up to Sirach 33, verse 19 down to verse 22. Now we on stumble into something, and I know that I don't know where I was going, but you're stumbling into something that we got to follow up on it. He said, now when you get to Ahab's house, you will find that of the family of Ahab will be in the hand of Jezebel. That what we just got to read. So now, Sirach 33, 19 out of verse 22. Hey, Elder, help those see out. Let's see, can we tie this in? Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse number 19 through 22 reads, Sirach 33, verse number 19. Give not thy son and wife, your brother and friend, power over you while you live. Give not thy goods to another, lest he repent you, thou entreat for the same again. Verse 20. As long as thou livest and hast breath in thee, give not thyself over to any. Verse 21. The bad it is that thy children should seek to thee, then thou shouldest stand to their courtesy. Verse 22. And all your work keep to yourself. Preeminence. Leave not a stain in thine honor.
Errol. So what Ahab had undid, he was he had turned a deaf eye on his position that Yahweh put him in, and everything was worked by the hand of Jezebel. So but what is the prophecy on that in Numbers chapter 27, verse 15 on and verse 17? So Jezebel had a hand in decision making among the northern kingdom. So now in Numbers 27, verse 15 down to verse 17, can you help me out there? What it says in Numbers 27, verse 15 down to verse 17.
The book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse number 15 through 17 reads. Book of Numbers 27, verse number 15. Moses spake unto Yahweh, saying, verse 16, that Yahweh, the Yahweh of the spirit of all flesh, to the man over the congregation. Verse 17, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep, which have no shepherd.
Oh. So when Ahaz relinquished his power and shared it with Jezebel, that was a no-no according to Scripture. So now we see why Jehu was anointed, and the first thing he was anointed to do was correct a wrong that's in Israel of the northern kingdom. And that was the woman up front and the man letting her make decisions when it was on the man. So we got to follow up on that a little bit more. David was on the clock in 1 Kings chapter 2 there. You remember the blessing was based upon his pride. See, thrashing his pride away from the Bible gonna get some inchy pinchy put on you exactly when the seer told one of the seer's sons, go anoint Jehu. And his first assignment was to get things back in order. So David was getting ready to kind of lead the face of the earth. And let's see, although he had two wives, let's see what he instructed his two wives in 1 Kings 2, 1 down to verse 4. What did he say that we can read it ought to come out? 1 Kings 2, 1 down to verse 4.
Look at 1 Kings chapter 2. Verse number 1 through 4 reads, Book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse number 1. Now the days of David drew not that he should die. He charged Solomon his son, saying, verse 2, I go the way of all the earth. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Verse number 3, keep the charge of Yahweh your Yahweh, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his Torah instructions and his judgment, his covenant, as it is written in the Torah instructions of Moses, thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whether thou turnest thyself. Verse number 4. The Yahweh may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if you'll finally take heed. Verse number 4. Yahweh may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy family take heed to their way, walk before me in truth, with all their mind, with all their strength. There shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel.
So, although he had two wives, but he knew the order of things that the next one to be in charge was his son. And when it don't go that way, that's out of the order of Yahweh. So pride will only make you forget the rules and regulation of Yahweh. And then if you forget the rules and get distracted on Yahweh's ways, then Yahweh going to say exactly what we told the seer to tell the other seer of sons, go and not ye. What's his name again? Elder?
Jehu.
First assignment is to right or wrong and get it back in order. So now, so let's find out a little bit more on that case now, since we're going down that road there, Elder. So we're going to 1 Kings 21 and look at verse 23 down to verse 29. Then when you read 27, read that twice. When you read verse 27, read it verse twice. Read that twice there, Elder. And we started to get in. We're going to bring Mother Z in and then address this national audience and our elder back in, Mr. Tibbs. And then we're going to get at that 144,000. This got to be dealt with because this is on the table. So when we out of order, look, remember one thing. It's pride. Will hold you back. Yahweh, so they're going to throw it down. So if you get distracted and let pride get in the way, ain't no conversation. Yahweh's word going to stand. So the king was anointed to take care of one thing. Let's find out why. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 21, 23 down to verse 29 and read verse 27 two times. Come on.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 21. Verse number 23 through 27 reads, Book of 1 Kings, chapter 21. Verse number 23 reads, 1 Kings 21. Verse number 23. And of Jezebel also spake Yahweh, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Verse 24. And the dive of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat. And the dive in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. Verse 25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Verse 26. He did it very abominable in fallen idols, according to all things, as it is the Amorites, whom Yahweh cast out before the family of Israel. Verse 27. It came to pass when Ahab heard these words, he rent his clothes, put sackcloth upon his flesh, fasted, and laid the sackcloth, and went softly. Verse 27. It came to pass when Ahab heard those words, and he rent his clothes, put sackcloth upon his flesh, fasted, and laid in sackcloth, and went softly.
He will make you sooner or later get yourself in order. He says he see the difference. Ahab, let's see, how did he walk softly in 28 and 29? What made him walk softly there? What did Yahweh observe on him, Elder, to make him want to, from that point on, walk softly? Come on, 28 and 29.
Verse number 28, 1 Kings 21, verse 28. Where Yahweh came to Elijah, the Tishbite said, verse 29, to that Ahab humbled himself before me. So if he humbled himself before me, I would not bring the evil in his days. But in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his family.
Ain't that something? You see what he's saying? He just, the middle spirit came back and say, hey, you see what, he got great respect on you now, Elijah, you know, see how he humbled himself. And Yahweh said he humbled himself. Because something he seen that made him humble himself in 2 Kings 9, 39 to verse 37. Let's see what he said to make him humble himself and walk real softly. Then he'll peep around and see what old Seer and see if it's anything you want me to do. What made him humble and walk real softly that we can read there, Elder? We're going to 2 Kings 9, 30 down to verse 37. Let's see what we can read that made old Ahab walk softly and humble himself. What did he see? 2 Kings 9, 39 to verse 37. Come on.
The book of 2 Kings 9, verse 30 to 37 reads. Book of 2 Kings 9, verse 30. When Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face, tied her head, and looked out at a window. Verse 31. Now Jehu entered into in at the gate. She said, "Hi, Zimri, peace, who slew his master." Verse 32. He lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" They looked out to him two or three eunuchs. Verse 33. He said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. Verse 34. They went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palm of her hand. Verse 36. Before they came again and told him, and he said, "This is the word of Yahweh, which he spake by his servant Elijah. The Tishbite said, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel." Verse 37. "And the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel."
So in 2 Kings verse 15 and 20, can you help me see? We got to understand these things. And some things is a no-brainer. The Bible tells you some things, and if you get any kind of distraction or you get the pride getting in the way, you're going to mess around and end up in the same predicament. And that's what happened with these great big organizations. They have a problem with order according to the Bible, and they create their own order. But getting back to 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 15 and 20, and then we're going to find our elder and get a closing statement and bring Mother Z in, and then we'll get on that 144,000. If we don't get enough of that 144,000 in this 159, we'll get it in 160. But we got to play it the way the man gave it to us. 2 Kings 11, verse 15 and verse 20. Let's say, Elmer, come on.
The book of 2 Kings 11, verse 15 and verse number 20 reads. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 11, verse number 15. 2 Kings 11, verse 15. But Jehoiada, the priest, commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the hosts, and said unto them, Have her fought without the ranges, and the father of her killed with the sword. For the priest has said, let her not be slain in the temple of Yahweh. Verse number 20. Now the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet. They slew Athaliah with the sword beside the king's house.
And they slew her, and what did they do in verse 15? They put a headlock on her and took her around the corner behind a tree and delivered her. And what happened about all the ones that are going along with her program? What happened to them in verse 15?
The book of 2 Kings 11, verse 15. But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of hosts, and said unto them, have her fought without the ranges, and him that followed her killed with the sword.
So you see, Ray, listen. Don't let pride and never get distracted. The way it is the way it is. So it's no conversation. Either you play the role of the Bible, or Yahweh is going to deliver you up sooner or later. And we'll take it as when we come back with Mother E on the other side of the break. So Mother E had me on the other side of the break, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 11 through 13, after the break, and come back. Mother E had that waiting on me. But right now we're going to find our elder, Mr. Tills, and get his closing thoughts on tape 159. Elder, Mr. Tills, you're on the clock. Come up.
Once again, I want to watch this as well. Thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I think we've all enjoyed the broadcast thus far. We've got a lot of...
Hey, Elder, you got to let me know his battery is that microphone and battery is too low.
Hopefully we can be heard better now at this time.
No, your battery's too low. You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Elder. But still, you're breaking up. Breaking up, Mr. Tibbs. Breaking up. But I have no control. Like I said again, I'm shooting from the dark myself. So you're breaking up big time. So what you working with? Come on back one more time. See what you're working with.
Well, once again, we hope our audio can be heard. Excellent.
Come
okay.
on with it. You're excellent.
Well, like I said, once again, we welcome and thank all of you for tuning in our live broadcast. And it's been quite enjoyable thus far. And I think that most of us are beginning to get a lot of Yahuwah's word and yet more to come. This is why we come to you live and open to you always with these new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And talking about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And this is information you've been looking for, and now have to look no farther. You found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yatah. The times we're open for this learning is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Sabbath class we do have. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time of that class is 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m., and an online class from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this and a Tribe Yadah on any search line. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices, and one of them will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you tenants of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, doing this, I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to our ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building that school, which is very well needed, a banquet hall, radio station, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Aloha Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Stop in and check that calendar. It will keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast day that comes to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yah, and click that red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsels or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave those messages on scriptures that you might have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six minor camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dull tone. Remember the response of chapter in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, says, be at peace with many, never less, but have one over a thousand. You can also inquire or call in this number about the programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact this year via email, phone, or text before broadcast or after. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us have seen. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You'll only hear a discouraging owl talk. So we can hear the encouraging word of Yahuwah, we will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. Well, you know, the best part of the broadcast was I'm watching the dashboard or not when Mother V come on and address this national audience with whatever the Almighty give them and give a little commentary on what he brings to the table. So we're going to see if we find Mother V, and we'll wonder Mother's out of camp one. We're going to bring her in and see what the Almighty has put on her to tell this national audience. Well, we know the national audience, Cape 159, so when you meet Mother V with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, Israel, Tribe of Yahdah, Judah, Yahuwah beat you there, see right. Mother Z, Tribe of Yahdah, Judah, Yahuwah beat you there, see right.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, see Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I'm going
hallelujah,
to
Yahuwah, Mother. Well, one thing of, hallelujah, Yahuwah, that mother, one thing I do know, one thing, the foxtail have been letting, and we both be able to take care of this business. I don't care which way it comes, so whatever the Almighty gave you to address this national audience, we know that part. You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read Psalm 111, starting at verse 1. Praise ye the Yahuwah. I will praise the Yahuwah with my whole mind in the assembly of the uprightness and in the congregation. Verse 2, the works of the Yahuwah are great, sounding out of all them that have pleasure therein. Verse 3, his work is humble, you know that, and gracious, and his righteous endureth forever. Verse 4, he have made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Yahuwah is gracious and full of compassion. Verse 5, he has given meat unto them that fear him. He will even be merciful, mercy for, be mindful of his covenant. Verse 6, he has shown his people the power of his work, that he might give them the inheritance of the heathen nations. Verse 7, the work of his hand are virtue and judgment, and judgment all his Torah instruction as such. Sure. Verse 8, the statutes, they stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and upright. Verse 9, he sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Righteous and reverend is his name. Verse 10, the fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and wisdom, a good understanding, has all they that do his Torah instruction. His praises endure forever. And I would just like to say hallelujah, Yahweh, because hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent what I heard out of my ear. So the bottom line is, we got to remember what this man saying. And now, Mother E, he made a profound statement, Mother E. We said, hold something around the Ecclesiastes out of the regular book, chapter 8, verse 11 through 13. So we got to understand something. If we don't get this thing in order, you recall about that Ecclesiastes chapter 8, 11 through 13, that Mother E, what did it say?
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 to 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. Because sinners against an evil work is not executed. Therefore, the mind of the sons of man is full, set in them to do evil. Verse 12, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with him that fears Yahweh, his fear before him. Verse 13. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because the he fears not before Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So because the wicked continue to lift their head up and do some things, you know, thinking they are doing some things, but Yahweh just sit there taking notes, and he's going to get you on it. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't get in order and stop being distracted according to Yahweh's word, pride is going to say to make you do something outside of the book. And Mother E, give me that spirit we got to have on us in the closing statement in the book of what I want, 5:22, Galatians 5:22 in the closing statement. What can we read, Mother, in Galatians 5:22 in the closing statement?
Okay. 5:22.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to that. 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
Mm-hmm. So the Spirit we got to have, Mother, we got, like when you tell them to, if you get ready to tell them, see, we got to have that kind of Spirit, and one that's around, you got to have that kind of Spirit. If you find that Spirit is not working where you're at, that means you're not aligned with the book. That Spirit got to be just hovering around you, what you just got through reading. So, Mother Eve, what is your closing statement behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Just thank and praise Yahweh for the class. Thank and praise Yahweh for the ones that came in the class. And thank and praise Yahweh that I'm able to be in the class. And I just accept to the listeners to hold on. Don't give up. Hold on to the team. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, excellent. All right. All right, Mother E, Mother D of Israel. Now, Mother D of Israel, we're going to take a look at some of this 144,000. We're going to find out something on the way of finding out something about this 144,000. Let's find out in End Time Prophecy what John is doing in 1:17 through 19. What are you doing, Mother, that we can read? Revelation chapter 1. Verse 17 through 19. What is John doing, and who gave him the order to do so? Let's see what it says in 1:17 through 19 and 4:1, back to back. You on the clock, come up.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 19.
We'll make it 17. We'll make it 17 down to verse 19 and 4:1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 through 19 and 4:1. Come on.
Okay. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 to 19 and chapter. Do I go to chapter 4 or you want me to go to 1 and
4?
Yeah,
4 verse 1. Then go to 4 verse 1. Once you get to 1:17 through 19, go over
the
four
verse one. Okay, all right. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 to 19, read. Verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, hallelujah, and have the key of hell and of death. Verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After this I looked, and beheld, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of the trumpet, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter.
Mm-hmm. So John getting ready to write the hereafter. Now, Elder Yada, I can't, it dawned on me about he got the keys, and that keys is, can you help those see out over there, it talks about them keys or something that is just got passed over here right now. I can see it right now. And it got past me. We know it's somewhere around, you know where it's at. You know what I want. Them keys is what there? Hey, Elder, Yada, what are some keys that we can read?
Book of Luke, chapter 11, verse number 52 reads, "One to you, lawyers, but you have taken away the key of knowledge."
That's what the key, so it's been taking away the keys of knowledge, and now, Elder Yada, so we're going to take a look at something. The keys of knowledge have been taken away. Now, this what knowledge have got away from. Now, let's read a little bit. Let's look at Revelation End Time Prophecy. We're talking End Time Prophecy. So the key of knowledge is not being presented, but it will be presented by the sixth anointed camps. What can we read in 7 verse 1? We'll get warm up in 7 verse 1 now. Revelation 7 verse 1. Let's see what it say.
Look at Revelation 7 verse number 1 reads, "After these things I saw four minister spirits standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree."
Mm-hmm. So he was holding the four winds, and let's precept that and find out from the seer exactly what them four winds and what he talking about in 2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 5, the elder. What are you talking about in 13, verse 5? He's talking about 2 Ezra 13, verse 5. What did he say?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse number 5 reads, "And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heavens."
Mm-hmm. And the four winds is what? That according to Daniel 2, 1 line, verse 40, what is them four winds that he's holding back that we can read with a one line in Daniel 2, verse 40? What is he holding back there, Elder? Come on.
The book of Daniel 2, verse 40. "And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron."
Uh-huh. So the four winds he's holding back is four groups of kingdoms he holding them all back. He holding them back. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 14. Now come on back to that 7 again, and let's read a little bit. Now let's run on down the 2 all the way verse down to verse 9. "And Modi of Israel have me 14, verse 1 and 4, waiting on me, 1 and 4. Let's read a little bit there, Elder. And Revelation chapter 1, now take it down to 2 verse 9. Let's learn something on the way of learning something. Come on.
Book of Revelation chapter 7, verse number 2 through 9 reads, "Book of Revelation 7, verse number 2. I saw another minister spirit ascend from the east, having the seal of the living Yahweh, and he cried with a loud voice to the four minister spirits to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse number 3. Then hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees till we have sealed the servants of Yahweh and their foreheads. Verse 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the family of Israel." Verse number 5.
Hold that point, Elder. Hold that point, Elder. Hold that point. So this sealing is based upon sealing 144,000 of the children of Israel. Now back at the verse 3 again, because I see something in verse 3, and Mother D of Israel back up and have me Isaiah 8:16, had that waiting on me real quick, 8:16. But back at the verse 3 again about this seal there, Elder, what it said in verse 3?
Book of Revelation 7, verse number 3. "Then hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree. We have sealed the servants of Yahweh in their foreheads."
Oh, so his servants got to have a seal on them. It's talking about the 144,000 of Israel. And what that seal they got to have, Mother D of Israel, 8:16 of Isaiah, bring it.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the testimony, seal the Torah instruction among my disciples, followers.
Oh, so this seal is the first five books of Yahuwah understanding. That's the seal is the Torah instruction. Now, Mother, read that Zechariah and see who's supposed to have this seal to work with. And all we got to do is look at that handout we passed out in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. What does it say in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and 8?
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. Yahuwah also shall save the tent of Judah first, that the greatness of the family of David and the greatness of the inhabitants of Yahda do not magnify yourselves against Judah. Verse 8. In that day shall Yahuwah defend the inhabitants of Judah, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the family of David shall be as Yahuwah, as the angel of Yahuwah before them.
So, Mother, in other words, this seal of this 144,000, where do it start with, according to what you just got to read? Who the one supposed to take the lead on this seal?
Yahda Judah.
Is any prophecy on that in Deuteronomy 33, verse 7? Is any prophecy on that, Mother, that we can read? So we got to paint the picture, because when you jump down this 144,000, you know, the world's going to be thinking this thing going to be the way they think it's going to be, but no, it's going to be according to the Bible. So in Deuteronomy 33, verse 7, why do Judah get the first seal and the other 11 tribes got to follow on? Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear Yahuwah, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies.
Ain't that something? So we clear Judah is going to be the one. See, Judah got on saying this 144,000. Start when he get right in our elder. He made it plain, elder, in the 49th chapter of Genesis 49:8-10, that it was already prophesied, and so if it's prophesied, it's going to be the way he got it, elder. So in the 49th chapter of Genesis, verse 8-10, can you have to say out, elder? You on the clock, come out.
Look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 8-10, read. Genesis 49, verse number 8. Look at Genesis 49, verse number 8. Yahweh Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. Your hand shall be in the net of your enemies. Your father's family shall bow down before you. Verse number 9. Yahweh Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey, my son. You are gone up. He stooped down. He counted as a lion. There's an old lion who shall rouse him up. Verse number 10. The scepter shall not depart from Yahweh Judah, nor Torah instruction giver from between his feet, until Yahweh the Son come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
Oh, so Judah going to have to be holding this thing down. Now with that understanding, Elder, we coming right back to that Revelation 7, and read that 4 again down to verse 9. Read 4 down to verse 9 one more again. You on the clock. Come up.
Book of Revelation chapter 7, verse number 4-9 reads, Revelation chapter 7, verse number 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the family of Israel. Verse number 5. Of the tribe of Yagdad Judah was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben was sealed 12,000. The tribe of Gad was sealed 12,000. Verse 6. Of the tribe of Asher was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali was sealed 12,000. The tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Verse 7. The tribe of Simeon was sealed 12,000. The tribe of Levi was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar was sealed 12,000. Verse 8. Of the tribe of Zebulun was sealed 12,000. The tribe of Joseph was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin was sealed 12,000. Verse number 9. And this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindred, people, tongues, stood before the throne and before Yahweh the Son, clothed with white robes, palms in their hands.
Yeah, I see that. Now, there you go right there. Now, they're going to hear that. Now, okay, we'll give you that. Judah, he gets the lead, and he don't get all that. But wait a minute. Elder, we got to find out something now. It's all about this thing in Jeremiah 31. The only way other nations is going to be sealed, we got to read it in the 31st chapter, how the other nations are going to be sealed in verse number 31, verse 6. So we got to be clear that we know how the other nations are going to be sealed by looking at Jeremiah 31, and the other nation he talk about, and we're going to read in verse 6 and 7. What he saying, Jeremiah 31, verse 6 and 7?
Look at Jeremiah 31, verse 6 and verse 7 reads, "But there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the mount of Ephraim, to northern tribes shall cry, Arise you and let us go up to Yahweh Judah, unto Yahweh our Yahweh." Verse number 7. "For thus saith Yahweh, sing with gladness for Israel, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish you, praise you, and say, O Yahweh, save your people, the remnant of Israel."
Hey, that's something. So this talking about the remnant of Israel. So now we go and look at Amos and get us a second witness in 9 verse 10. It should remember out of all nations to who? Cause see the whole world on an airboat, them they weigh in, but according to Amos 9 verse what it says,
The book of Amos chapter 9, verse number 9 reads, "For lo, I will command and I will sift the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve."
So you see that? So that all nations is the all nation of Israel, that's the one that he scattered. So when they jump down there and bring you, this is where we come in, and now you come in, that ain't the way you come in. Because the all nation is all scattered Israel nations. Because all Israel, Elder, is in 11 verse 12. Matter of fact, read verse 9, make it sound good. See, all nations of Israel is in Isaiah. And we're going to talk about it by looking at the 11th chapter of Isaiah 9 through 11. We'll get an idea where all Israel at. But in particular, all Israel needs to read, and Mother D of Israel, I'm looking for that Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 and 4. Had that waiting. I'm coming right back with that after we find out a little bit more about this all nation by our elder in the 11th chapter 9 down to verse 13. Because the 144,000 got to have something right that we get ready to read the 11th chapter, verse 9, down to verse 11. What's that ever come out?
The book of Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 9 through 13 reads, Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 9. It shall not hurt nor destroy in all my righteous mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Verse 10. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to which shall the Gentiles see, and his rest shall be glorious. Verse 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patros, from Cush, from Elam, and from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. Verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, gather together the dispersed of Yahweh Judah from the four corners of the earth. Verse 13. The envy also of Ephraim, northern kingdom, shall depart. The adversaries of Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Yahweh Judah, and Yahweh Judah shall not vex Ephraim.
So now, but something elder that the 144,000, they must have all be on one accord with that verse 9. So the 144,000 must be trained to understand what's written in verse number 9. What's written there, elder?
The book of Revelation.
Not the same book, Isaiah. Give me that verse 9. 11 verse 9. All the 144,000 can't be all over the place. They got to have what right? Let's see what
it
says in verse 9. What
they
got to have
right, Elder? The book of Isaiah 11, verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my righteous mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea.
And what is the knowledge of Yahweh that they got to have, Elder? Back up to 315. Let's find out what the knowledge they got to have. The whole 144,000, what they got to be on to be part of that 1,200 out of every tribe, what they got to be working with, the whole 144,000 that we can read in 315 of Exodus. What does it say?
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse number 15 reads. Book of Exodus, chapter 3. Verse number 15. And Yahweh said, moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
X thousand must be trained by the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel, and they got to be taught the four-letter name. And Mother D of Israel, that four-letter name in Revelation 4:1 and 4 says what? What it says in 4:1, Revelation 14, verse 1
yes.
and 4. Help me out there, Mother D of Israel. Come on.
Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 and verse 4. Verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Sinai, or Mount Yahdah, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the lamb, whithersoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit unto Yahweh and Yahweh the Father, and to the Lamb, Yahweh the Son.
But they got to have what in them in verse 1 and the closing statement, Mother? They got to have what working with them in the closing statement in verse 14:1. It ain't going to work unless they got what that we can read, taught by Judah. They got to have what in 14 verse 1
and a closing statement come out.
The Father's name, Yahweh, YHWH, forehead.
Excellent. So you ain't got nothing coming until you train by Judah. You can't have them other names in your head too much. You go on do anything because you got to have a Father's name. And the Father's name is not Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. The Father got four letters, YHWH. Your closing statement, Mother D up Israel, you in the plot. Excellent. Come on.
Okay, Proverbs chapter 24. Verse 10 and verse 20. Verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Verse 20. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right. So if you faint when it gets hard and heavy, we got to watch it. We're going to try you on that, too. So you can't faint when it gets hard and heavy. You got to be by a minimum.
Yeah.
We read already that any kind of distraction or pride, that can make you faint in the time to step up. So so excellent on your part, step up. Now, Nael, let's follow up on that one verse at 14, 1 and 4. And see what Paul told the northern kingdom in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians 1 and 2. Well, what did he say in the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2 of Corinthians? Come on.
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 1, which Yahweh you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. Verse 2. For I am jealous over you with a Yahqualy jealousy. For I have expelled you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Yahqual the Son.
Mm-hmm. So he said he has found you to one husband. You can't be all over the place. And he said you got to become a virgin again. How you become a virgin again? You got to get away from them all. Them other husbands. You got to get away from them other women. And where is that in the 17th chapter? Read a little bit. Let's go to Revelation 17. What woman that he wants to get you prepared to pay no never mind in the 17th chapter? Pick a verse 1.
Book of Revelation chapter 17. Book of Revelation 17. Verse number 1 reads, there came one of the seven ministers spiritually after seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse number 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse 3, they carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Verse number 4.
So,
woman
go ahead, give me 4 and 5. But see, this woman, that's why he's trying to get you away from this woman right here. See, all that, you know, even called Old Glory here. They got a woman sitting out there in the lake, out there in New York, you know, with her stuff going on. So he's trying to get you away from that. And then, you know, you ain't got but one husband, Yahweh the Son. That's your only husband. So the only way you'll be a virgin, you got to remember this whore that sits on many nations, family, and peoples in 17, 15, 18. We ain't got time to read it. You want to put that down. Because now once you put that down real good, you ought to forget about 4 and 5. Then Yahweh can do what Malachi say that we can read in 4:1. So now once you're on the right track, in Malachi 4:1, Elder, what it say, Yahweh, now he can go and do what he got to do in 4:1, what he say.
Book of Malachi, chapter 4.
Yeah.
Verse number 1 reads, for behold, the book of Malachi, chapter 4. Verse number 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, save Yahweh hosts, that shall leave them neither root nor branch.
Ain't that something? He said, all that proud, all that distraction, all that proud spirit, you want to get out of order. The book will stand. If you're not in order according to the Bible, you're going to burn like an oven. Especially if you even want to get distracted in leadership and the proud that won't go by leadership, you're going to be burnt up like an oven. And my probably might back up to 2 Ezra chapter 13. And let's see exactly when everything is like it's supposed to be. You know, Ezra, he said, look here. He said, now, you don't tell me a whole lot of things there, old minister spirit. But tell me a little bit more that pull from that Malachi 4:1. So in 2 Ezra 13 there, Elder, what it say 1 down to verse 11? Let's see, can we tie this thing in a little bit closer? 1:13, 1 through 11, come on.
Book of 2 Ezra chapter 13. Verse number 1 through 11 reads, Book of 2 Ezra 13, verse 1. It came to pass after 7 days, a dream by night. Verse 2. Well, there rose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. Verse number 3. I beheld, and lo, that man waxed strong with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled that were seen unto him. Verse number 4. And whatsoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burnt that heard his voice, like as the earth felleth when it filleth the fire. Verse number 5. Now to this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heaven to subdue the man that came out of the sea. Verse 6. Now to beheld, and lo, he hath graved himself a great mountain. He had graven himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. Verse 7. And I would have seen the region or place where after he was graven, and I could not. Verse number 8. And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid and yet durst fight. Verse number 9. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. Verse 10. And only I saw that he sent out of his mouth, as it had been, a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flame and breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempests. Verse 11. They were all mixed together, a blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest fell with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight. Sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust, smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
He was afraid. Now what happened next in the next two verses? And what happened? He's saying that Rebecca said he got afraid too.
Verse number 12. Afterwards I saw the same man come down from the mountain and call unto him another peaceable multitude. Verse 13. And there came much people unto him, whereof some were glad, some were sorry, some of them were bound, and others some brought them that were offered. Then was I sick through great fear, and I awake and see.
But I'm missing my head, Elder. I'm missing my head where what verse is that I thought was in verse 11 where he brought them all up? What part did I miss out of that day? I didn't hear it about about that pause. What did it say?
2 Ezra 13:11. They were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flame and breath, the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude which were prepared to fight, and burnt them up, every one, so that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust, smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
Excellent. He burnt them all up. Now, what was the reason he burnt them all up? Let's go to Joel chapter 3, 1 through 5, Elder, and I'm going to take it from there. I'm going to back out the way because I ain't seeing what's going on. I don't know what's going on. We're just in the spirit of Yahuwah. Let's go to Joel chapter 3, 1 through 5. Then you take it from there. You're closing or whatever you got to say all the way in because I'll be sitting on the sideline and I catch everybody on a special edition call Thursday evening. Let's read. All this is about what? Joel 3, 1 through 5. Come on.
Book of Joel 3, verse number 1 through 5 reads, Book of Joel 3, verse number 1. For behold, in those days and at that time, I shall bring again the captivity of Yahweh Judah and Israel. Verse number 2. I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Will plead with them there for my people, for my heritage, Israel. And they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Verse number 3. They have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Verse 4. Yea, what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, I will return your recompense upon your own head. Verse number 5. That you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temple my goodly, pleasant things.
Hey, Ellie, close favor on you and you take it all the way in. I'm through with it and I catch everybody Thursday evening. It's all on you, Elder. I'm all ears. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it rolled out. See Israel, see Royal. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Thank you.